Today we are going to talk about how Jesus is our guide on this adventure called life. It's a really good thing too, because life can be kind of crazy sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. But it's not always easy to follow Jesus. Especially when there's something that you want to do, and there's also something that you need to do, and you know that you need to do the thing that you need to do, because it's what Jesus would do and how you would follow Jesus, and sometimes these things always don't, you know, align.
Thank you, Evan, so much for sharing. That is so true. Now, Shelley, was there ever a time when it was hard for you to follow Jesus?
Oh, absolutely. I find it really difficult sometimes to trust that Jesus has the plan that is perfect for me. And sometimes when I don't get what I want in terms of maybe I wanted to get a job of some sorts and I don't get it, at the end of the day, it always ends up being for the best. And so I feel like I have to always remember that following Jesus doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get everything you want. It means you're going to get what's best for you.
Shelley, that was such a good example, and I can definitely relate. For those of you listening, Shelley and I both, we do voiceovers. That's our job. Like, that's literally what we wake up and do every day. And we audition a lot. And we don't get most of those jobs. And it's sometimes hard to just kind of be at peace with that and just understand that God obviously sees a much bigger picture, the whole picture. And we see, and if you guys could see me, I'm making a really tiny space between my hands. We can see that much. So yeah, that was a great example. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, again, those are really good examples. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for being open and honest. And speaking of which, I also think it's really important that we're honest with ourselves, that it's not always easy to follow Jesus. But when we trust him as our guide, it means we move forward with him anyway. So, Evan, what would that look like for you?
Yeah. So, what I talked about earlier was that there's something that you want to do really bad, but then there's also something that you need to do. And an example of that could be, for example, in my situation, it would be doing my homework or going outside and pushing it off, you know? You know, I really want to go outside and be able to do this, but something that I need to do is finish my homework so I can go outside and do that. And sometimes, if you do the thing that you need to do, you'll most of the time be able to do the thing that you want to do. So I feel like those sometimes correspond and they sometimes don't, but you know?
I totally agree, Evan. Honestly, sometimes when you do the things you need to do, it allows you to have more time to do what you want to do, right? I feel the same way. And also, for me, I always remind myself that every time I've needed Jesus, he's never failed me, right? Even when things didn't go my way, even when maybe I chose to go outside and not do my homework, right? Because sometimes we make mistakes, we're humans. But at the end of the day, he never fails me, and we should all try to live as closely as we can to his teachings. And so making those tough decisions are part of that. So I agree with you.
Yeah, Shelley and I are a little bit older than Evan. It's been a while since we've done homework. However, I think we can relate, and I think everyone can relate, whatever age you are. It takes way more time to procrastinate about the thing that you should do. You could have done the thing that you should do and the thing that you want to do in that same time and space, but we spend a lot of time pushing things off and making excuses. And Shelley, I really loved your example too, because I think when we really stop for a second and think about it, like, Jesus has got this, right? Life isn't an adventure. And I think the best part about this life is that it's not all that there is. Like, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And like, our whole experience of whatever that looks like, eternity, is going to be an adventure on such an epic scale that we should do our best to enjoy what we are given in this time on this side of heaven.
Yeah.
Absolutely.